Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. House Democrats are launching a massive investigation into President Trump and his administration.
The Judiciary Committee sent requests for documents to 81 individuals and entities, including the president's sons. The committee's chairman said it was still too soon to make a decision about whether to impeach the president.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. The tornado that slammed Alabama yesterday, killing at least 23, was stronger than initially thought.
The tornado that hit Lee County did the most significant damage. We are upgrading that to an EF4.
National Weather Service meteorologist Chris Darden says the tornado carried winds of 166 to 200 miles an hour. GM will end production at the first of five North American plants it wants to close as part of a restructuring plan. The last American-made Chevy Cruze will come off the Youngstown, Ohio assembly line on Wednesday. This is Fox News.
As we move a little bit closer to the 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic has a couple of accidents for you. One in the downtown area. It's on the Union Street exit. It's at South Lawrence and South Street. So look out there. We also have an accident on the Atlanta Highway. That one is between Eastdale Mall and Burbank. So watch out there. Also one at 2100 East South Boulevard in front of Baptist Hospital. Be careful out there this afternoon. Things are really crowded. The interstates are rolling along okay. We don't see any problems there. But the Atlanta Highway is really crowded. Lots of traffic leaving the downtown area. So Madison Avenue is crowded all the way up to Ann Street and Federal Drive. Then you'll get a little break and then it'll pick back up again at Eastdale Mall and run all the way to Taylor Road. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, GameStop, Lindmark, Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Joey.
Well, welcome back to Happy Hour. RJ has been very patient, so let's go to the phones and talk to her. Hey, RJ, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. My comment is, first of all, my heart goes out to the people that have lost their homes and the families that lost members of their families.
Yeah.
I've been down in this state for 19 years now, and I've listened and watched so-called legislators pass the dumbest laws in the world. What we need to do is somehow get a groundswell going, get a law passed that requires every new home that's being built, and they build a lot in the state of Alabama, that they are required, the builders are required to put into each new home a safe place or a safe house or whatever you want.
A storm shelter of some sort.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. But they worry about defining what the state bird is, and the stupidest law is passing an open county law with all the shootings we have. Now we got idiots walking around with 45 shots to their side in and out of Walmart. I've been 25 years as a law enforcement officer, okay? I'd rather face a guy with a knife and a gun than sit through another 2 hours in the closet, which I've had to do since I moved down to the so-called great state of Alabama. And it terrifies the you-know-what out of me. Because there's no control at all. I can control facing a guy with a knife and a gun, but I can't control 100 or 200 mile an hour wind.
Okay. Can I ask you a couple of questions, RJ?
Sure.
Okay. Where did you move? You said you came down here. Where did you move down here from?
Yeah, I lived up in, I did 25 years law enforcement in the state of New Jersey.
Missouri?
No, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
New
Jersey. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been through some tough situations and some nor'easters and some heavy snowstorms and stuff, but these storms down here really they make a believer out of me. Let's put it that way.
Fair enough.
We have some really rough weather down here. But do you think that the state should force you to add that on to your house if you choose to take your chances?
Yeah, you know, I hate to have big government, you know, saying a lot of stuff, but, you know, if they make building and coding laws to build a house, why not add another thing of like, hey, I'm not saying it would be for free, but require somebody to tell the people that are building a house to think about at least of putting a safe house in.
Well, and you do think about that, but what you have to realize, when you're building and selling houses, people are going to buy the cheaper house, and you can. And there's some people that want that, and there are many companies that offer that. You can call right now today and have someone come out and dig a hole and put you a storm shelter in if you choose to do that. See, I choose not to, but I don't want the government telling me that I have to. Now, the building codes are structured to the whatever the natural wind. There's different wind zones throughout the country, and you build houses differently, and they're supposed to be inspected, and they're supposed to be built that way. And even
does that apply to mobile homes?
It most certainly does, because I live in a double wide trailer,
sure,
and I'm a zone two.
God bless you.
I'm in a zone two, but mine's put in properly, is banded down right. Now, I personally inspected mine and made sure it was. I feel 100% comfortable and safe in mine.
Well, if a person has the offer and they refuse and they call a builder, man, I don't want it, then it's on them. But what I'm saying is make it available and make it affordable for people that want the extra protection.
Okay. Well, it is available. Now, you mentioned a big word that made my ears kind of perk up. What do you mean by make it affordable? Because they are available. Nobody's restricting you from putting one in.
No, I know that, but I don't know what the prices are. But all I can say is that these storms, people, you know, some people don't even worry about it when the sirens go off.
Right.
And that's sheer stupidity. But they worry more about a score of a football game and if they could carry a gun.
Well,
and I find that foreign to my way of thinking.
Well,
now, I'm not a pacifist, and I'm not, you know, I don't think I'm a weirdo. Well, maybe I am, but I don't think I'm a weirdo. But I just think that, I don't know, somehow the building code's got to allow for it. And if you refuse it, then it's on you. And I know you can go out and get them now, but I'm thinking like when you first build a house, you know, if you're looking at a new house, that it's a lot easier to do it when they're building a house than it is to put it in, you know, when you're buying a new house.
It's probably
true. And it's already.
Yeah, I've done several houses that have them in it, and you pour a different footing, and you can have them within your house. And, I mean, they're really neat structures, but that's up to you. Do you want to spend $10,000 extra dollars on that, or do you want granite countertops?
Right.
And 99 out of 100 people are going to get the granite countertops.
Right. Well, just let me end with this. How do you equate a life? What's the dollar value of a life?
You cannot put a dollar value on it.
Right. Absolutely, you can't. But anyway, first, let me end with this. You guys are doing a good job. And I'll be listening tomorrow because you said something about coming up with a way to help those people.
Yeah, we're working
that are in need.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah, well, as soon as I find out, I certainly will volunteer to help out in some way, either financially or whatever.
Thank you, Arthur.
But those people. And my biggest thing is when people say, well, our prayers and thoughts go out to you. Let me tell you something. If you're saying your prayers and thoughts go out to them, then when you go home that night and get down on your knees, you make the promise that you were going to pray for the people or the family and do it. I think it just becomes a cliche form and people just throw it out and that's it. But if you're going to say you're going to pray for somebody, then do it, because prayer works.
Agree 100%.
Thank you, RJ.
Right. Great call, RJ. Right.
Well, we got to hit this quick break. We got Brant McDonald coming up.
Brant!
Yeah, with some of today's money news. We'll be right back, folks.
One of the best investments you can make in your home, and to guarantee the comfort of you and your family, or to make sure you've got hot water when you need it, is a Clark's Club membership. For $159, you've got two annual tune-ups to your central comfort system. Before the weather gets cold, then come back in the spring and make sure you're ready for the long streak of hot weather ahead and that the system is running efficiently. If you need a repair, that AC unit should last 20 or more years. But the only way it's going to get it is if you give it TLC. And for me, that's the love of Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Everybody on the Clark's team is thoroughly background checked, and they're drug tested on an ongoing basis, so there's never doubt about who's in your home. But you'll see what I mean the first time you have contact with them. Their plumbers are top-notch, too. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's. 277-2125. 277-2125. They'll ask, how can we make you smile today? Ask about a Clark's Club membership or visit ClarkComfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
They've sold 75 million albums worldwide. They've had 20 top 10 singles. And on Friday, March 29th, they'll be live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The Commodores. Entertaining audiences for over 50 years. From Tuskegee, Alabama, it's the Commodores. Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Friday, March 29th at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets now at the Impact Box Office and Ticketmaster. Don't miss the Commodores.
Miller Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone. Tune in to the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win pairs of tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Impact on March 21st.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Yeah.
Tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, March 21st from News Talk 93.1.
Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Ellis Eskew. Emergency crews are continuing search and rescue efforts in Lee County, where a confirmed EF4 tornado hit Sunday afternoon. 23 people died. Governor Kay Ivey was in Lee County for a news conference this afternoon, saying that President Trump called her cell phone this morning, pledging to give Alabama what he called A-plus treatment. Millbrook police are investigating after a fatal hit and run. They say they found the victim's body on the shoulder of the road in the 1400 block of Highway 14. Authorities say the 34-year-old victim was hit by a car. Police say the driver left the scene. A Troy doctor has been arrested on several sex abuse charges. Authorities say 72-year-old Gene Senecal was arrested at his home in Abbeville. He's been charged with rape, sodomy, and incest. Senecal is being held in the Pike County Jail. Those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit CallDixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We could be looking at 3 nights of freezing temperatures this week, so get ready to take care of your tender vegetation. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight low temperature down to about 32. The winds will make it seem a little colder. Tomorrow will be a sunny, breezy, cold, kind of a raw winter's day with a high temperature up to about 51. I think we'll fall into the 20s late tomorrow night. Overnight low temperature 27 by first thing on Wednesday morning. Wednesday's high near 50, and then another freeze expected on Wednesday night. We'll warm up towards the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Oh, welcome back. Probably my favorite Black Crowes song, Sometimes Salvation. Now we've got our favorite money guy on the line, Mr. Brent McDonald with McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Brent, how are you today?
Joey, I'm doing well, buddy. I think I'm like everyone else. Gosh, you know, just sort of somewhat somber after the weather yesterday.
Yeah.
Just hate it for those folks over there. Really do. What a tragedy. It was pretty scary at times out here in East Montgomery. You know, I think that tornado was aloft, you know. It
was right.
Air that was coming over. Pretty intense. And just, like I said, just hate it for those folks.
We do. It's a tough situation. I mean, and it's a shame to see Alabama on the national news for that reason.
Yeah.
23 dead. Pretty devastating. Like you said, I talked to several folks who were in that cone. When I heard the sirens, I looked at my location and realized I'd be all right. But apparently they saw rotation in the radar, and it just touched down later on further to the east. And, yeah, a lot of us got lucky, some of us didn't. And all we can do is help out those folks now going forward. But here, financial news today. What's going on in the markets? Or some of the moves, like I'm looking at a headline on CNBC about the China trade deal. What's affecting the markets these days?
Yeah, well, so this morning, no question. I mean, this trade deal, golly, I mean, how many times have we talked about this? Every day, it seems like, for the last 12 months. It's always been a factor in the discussions of what's happening in markets, and it looks like it's finally about to come to an end. They're already starting to make plans there, you know, in Mar-a-Lago towards the end of March. So I think that the light is at the end of the tunnel. It remains to be seen, you know, exactly what type of deal they do. Is this just going to be something for the headlines that, you know, takes pressure off markets and brings a resolution to it? Or is it something that is going to be a very detailed, very well laid out plan that covers all the things that everyone is so concerned about? Not just fair trade, but also, you know, protection of various parts of national security, whether it's telecom, technology, intellectual property transfers, things like that. So be interesting to see what that entails. And so there's this argument out there that, yeah, okay, everyone knows that this is, you know, we've made a lot of progress, and so we probably see a deal in sight, and so that's why the market's been going up. That there's one crowd out there that believes that. Then, you know, and so it could be one of these deals where, hey, you sell on the news because it's so baked in. I'm not so sure I agree with that. If you look at money flows and you look at the capital flows, particularly in various markets like mutual funds and ETFs and other things, we still are not really anywhere close to where we were in terms of participation by the broader market in terms of their positioning, I guess you would say, because so much money came out of equities in the first part of December. And so I think we got a little room here to go. What's more interesting to me at this point is probably what's going on with the dollar. Now, I don't want to bore everyone to tears, but I will say this. Joey, I know you may find this interesting.
Sure.
It's something that I would pay attention to. You know, back in 1985, Jim Baker was the Treasury Secretary. You had Ronald Reagan as president, you know. He was in his second term, and late in 85, they were already starting to strategize about how George Bush could win a third term. And so James Baker called a meeting. It was a very famous meeting. They call it the Plaza Accord because he was there at the Plaza Hotel. And he brought in some of the top leading bankers and some other folks. And they adopted a sort of a secret agenda that they wanted to bring the dollar down in value because it had been so strong. It was a runaway dollar, and it was starting to create problems overseas, some of the things we talk about all the time.
Hmm.
How I say, hey, the dollar is a wrecking ball, you know, and it's running through Europe and creating problems, and it's creating problems in Japan and emerging markets. And so when they did this, the dollar, they were successful. The dollar came down. That dramatically helped Europe. That helped U.S. multinational companies because from a trading perspective, they were able to win on deals from a currency perspective. And guess what? George Bush defeated Mike Dukakis in a huge landslide election to keep a Republican in the White House. Here's the reason I bring this up and why it's so interesting, because we kind of have sort of the same backdrop. You've got it's eerily similar, and when you think about the speech that Trump gave on Friday night, the CPAC speech, and I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. It was a very long 2-hour speech. But in that speech, he was quoted, and this quote went viral over the weekend. Maybe not viral with just individual folks, but it certainly went viral with hedge fund managers and institutional money managers. And this is the quote. He said, "I want a strong dollar, but I want a dollar that does great for our country, not a dollar that's so strong that it makes it prohibitive for us to do business with other nations and take their business." Now, here's what's going on. Trump is going to adopt this sort of weaker dollar policy to try to ensure that he will win the next election. And this is going to be, I think, something that we're going to see be a big story over the next 12 months, certainly heading into 2020. But if you're going to adopt that type of policy, you need to do it now, and you do it on the heels of this China deal. Now, what's interesting also is Treasury Secretary Mnuchin was in France here recently, and he's been meeting with various officials. None of this is official, okay? This is all. But with Trump giving this quote, a very direct, very powerful quote, I think it's somewhat telling, kind of what they're going to try to do here. And so you get the deal done with China. You start to address these issues in Europe, get those trade deals done, and then you give them assurances, hey, we're going to help you a little bit because the dollar is such a big-time reserve currency. And that's a very complex discussion to have right now, particularly with the little time we have left. But the bottom line is that helps to stabilize things in Europe. It helps to support Germany. It helps to support emerging markets. And it also really, really creates another tailwind for big U.S. multinational companies who are trying to compete in overseas markets where a strong dollar has been somewhat problematic. And if you can do that, that really creates economic conditions that I think you can tell a really pretty powerful story to the electorate, much like Bush did. And also, I would say, was somewhat opposite of what Janet Yellen did in helping Trump win that election when she started raising interest rates and the dollar went up. Anyway, I'm getting long on it, but this is going to be a big part of the story, I can assure you of that, over the next 12 months or so.
Well, that's fascinating. You know, folks, this is why they pay Brandt the big bucks, because I don't think that one quote necessarily went viral with, like, your everyday, you know, Facebook or Twitter user, but it, as you said, went viral in the sense of hedge fund managers and people that manage large amounts of money realize, oh, this is a big play. You know, so that command of recent history and economic trends is some of the expertise you'll get over there at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. And Brent, it's, you know, never a bad time for folks to stop on by and see what y'all can do with their money, right? I mean, never a bad time to dial 387-0094.
No, it's not. I mean, we constantly have a flow of just great people. I mean, I'm talking about really phenomenal people from all walks of life. And I get excited because we get a chance to put them through our 100-day process where they really don't pay us a dime. We just take them from scratch, building plans, defining risk profiles, identifying the right investment approach, the right portfolio models. And, you know, by the time we get done, you know, the investment part is the last thing that happens. And so far, it seems to be resonating very well with our client base and the community. And as I've said, we continue to try to make it better every month and every year. And we've got some new things coming that we're working on right now that I'm super, super excited about. We'll be talking a lot about that probably by the middle of the year or so.
Awesome. Well, folks, don't hesitate. Give Brandt and his team a call, 387-0094. Again, that number is 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brandt, thank you so much for calling in, giving us a little insight today on some of the money trends.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me know privately as soon as, you know, you come up with, you know, sort of your relief effort or what you're going to do, you know, for the tornado victims.
Absolutely.
We want to hear about that, see what we can do to be a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll let you know. Appreciate it, Brent.
All right, man. Take care.
Take care.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Well, folks, let's take some time to look at the roads, pay for the show with some of our sponsors, and, you know, do what we usually do.
We're going to check in with Balaki.
Oh, yeah. Where's Balaki at?
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
As we cruise on through the 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic still seeing the Montgomery police working the accident in front of Renfro's on McGee Road. That's a pedestrian struck by a car, so be careful if you're in that area. They'll be there for a little while. The traffic on the boulevard is at its normal 5 o'clock rush hour. There's a lot of slowdowns at the traffic lights. You will slow down at Vaughn Road, Troy Highway, and the I-85 interchange. On I-85, everything's rolling smooth until you get right into the downtown area. You know you're going to slow down as you approach the interchange, so be prepared for that. On I-65, traffic's moving at a speed limit ride. We don't see any troubles there. The Atlanta Highway has a lot of traffic on it between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road. And if you're headed up Taylor Road towards East Chase, there's a lot of folks going with you, so watch out. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long. It's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
You work hard for your money. Shouldn't it work hard for you? At Max, my Achieve checking account earns 2.25% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000. I earn 0.25% APY on balances over $15,000. It's checking that earns me more. Visit MyMax.com to learn more about how you can start earning your 2.25%. Max. Smart money. Made simple. Insured by NCUA. Rates subject to change. Certain restrictions apply.
Hey, y'all. Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar right down here on this beautiful Alabama River. And we got a spot for you down here to get some fun times going. We'll cook up fresh seafood. We rent out pontoon boats. We got an RV park under construction. If you ride by and see what's going on every week, it's kind of getting a little bit more exciting. Sunday afternoon is the excitement. This week, Jeff Jensen's in town. Jeff brings his rocking blues up here to the Capitol Oyster Bar. We love Jeff. He'll get the crowd energized. And let me tell you something we don't talk about. It's my crew in the back. You know, I got a great crew that puts out all that great seafood. Talking about Marsha, you know, she keeps everything running. I got Daryl back here in the back. He's the head man. I got T. Cook, old Twan over here on the grill cooking up those good ribeyes and that amberjack. And then I got Jay over here on the fryer. If you want something fried, make him work hard Friday and Saturday night. Dry up those shrimp and scallops and that good old fried fish or something fresh from the Gulf. So y'all get down here soon. Come hungry. We're looking for you. We're having a good time and we miss you.
You work hard for your money. Shouldn't it work hard for you? At Max, my Achieve checking account earns 2.25% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000. I earn 0.25% APY on balances over $15,000. It's checking that earns me more. Visit MyMax.com to learn more about how you can start earning your 2.25%. Max. Smart money. Made simple. Insured by NCUA. Rates subject to change. Certain restrictions apply.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey. Well, welcome back to Happy Hour, folks. Yeah, I'm looking at our TV screen here in studio, and it's interesting how John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, seems to have changed his ruling style, his style of giving judicial opinion. And some folks predicted this would happen. As Gorsuch was put on the court and then Kavanaugh put on the court, Roberts could see himself as more of the balance to the court's new majority.
Can I ask you a question?
He's going to act like the swing vote, essentially, now.
And I don't want to cut you. I want you to finish your entire thought.
That was it. That was my thought.
Can I ask you this question, then?
Sure.
Why is it we talk about justices being swing votes? Why do we talk about the left and the right on the Supreme Court? Aren't they just supposed to interpret the law
as
the law
is written? Because partisan party politics has poisoned everything.
I know but
even judicial philosophy.
Well, maybe the better question is, why is it that, is it just pure ignorance is why we allow it to be, oh, that's a Republican judge, that's a Democrat judge? No, they're not. They're supposed to be interpreters of the law. Is that right? Not what that branch of government is supposed to do?
Yes, and I actually think that's the reason you get these so-called swing votes. That a guy appointed by a Republican president who has acted in a certain way the last few sessions of the court is now acting more as a wild card. It's because I don't think they're playing normal party politics. I think they are looking at, I don't know if they how much they should, but I think they are looking at ramifications for the political process, social ramifications of certain rulings. This is why some rulings create a national precedent everybody must follow. Some are narrow rulings to where, okay, well, we're solving an issue in this particular case, but there's no larger rule to be gained from this. I think they are operating on a different playing field than your everyday, say, senator or House of Representative member. They're serving for life. They kind of understand they're serving for life, so they'll sometimes pick and choose. Now, that leads to certainly decisions I don't like how the Obamacare ruling, Justice Roberts said the government has the power to tax, and so the taxing power means you can be taxed for not doing something, which in this case was buying health insurance. I don't really agree with that, but fair enough. That's what they ruled. I don't know. I tend to think actually what's happened in this country is we've become too little democratic, that we are too buffeted by the winds of change in the democratic process. And I wish we would get more back to Republican little r style government, where you have clear liberties, clear realms of freedom that the government, no matter how big the majority they have, can't touch. And that's what the judiciary is supposed to be about. Okay. It's what the Bill of Rights is supposed to
be
about.
There you go. And that would be my argument. Is there the judiciary, the judicial branch of government is supposed to be, unless I learned wrong, apolitical. They're supposed to be and I see you rolling your eyes, and I roll my eyes too, but they're supposed to be apolitical.
Well, in a way, they are removed from electoral politics, those sort of concerns. Once they have that seat, they have it.
And once they, you know, we talked, I don't know if it was on or off air earlier, about precedent. Once a precedent is set, then that by default becomes law.
The new rule, yeah.
Yeah, no, it becomes freaking law.
Right.
Because you just stand up and say, yep, by precedent, you know, Smith versus Hogan, this is how it was ruled. That's the way it shall be and shall be forever. Why? That was one case.
See, you're finding me right now at odds with myself. Because at one side of my mouth, I want to say, there are a lot of precedents laid down by presidents, by members of the judiciary.
Yeah, that's what we're
talking about. I want to take those precedents and burn them to the ground. But then another part of me is like, yeah, but there might be a reason those precedents were set. And what are the reasons behind it? The true conservative and traditionalist in me comes out. It's like, you sure you want to get rid of that thing? What does tradition mean? It means giving people who are dead, essentially, our ancestors, a vote. Voice that, like, let's listen to their opinion and why they brought this about. Maybe they put it in for good reason.
And I'm not arguing for there not to be a such thing as precedent.
Yeah.
It's just, if it was ruled and judged correctly the first time, then if it was brought back in front of the court,
right,
it would be ruled the same way. And that's to go to the health care law. The health care law said nothing but the government is forcing you to buy health care. If you don't, we're going to penalize you. However, we're going to use the IRS in order to receive that penalty.
Right.
That's a penalty. That's not a tax.
But then
and
it was
then
ruled
Roberts
a tax.
Yeah. Said, well, that's since the IRS is doing it, I'm saying it's a tax. That's not what the bill said.
Right.
It is not. And the government, by the Constitution, cannot force you to engage in trade with anyone you don't want to.
But here's the good news. Well, they do it all the time.
We're forced
We're forced to engage in trade with the government all the time.
Exactly.
They're the one service that if they screw up, they get more
monthly
money. It's like, oh, we haven't taken care of the roads. Give us more money. Yeah, all right. Good for you guys. But here, we got to hit this break. Coming up, I'm not sure what we're going to do. I might keep going on this theme of tradition versus new ideas because it's a hard one to square.
I'm getting sick in the ass.
You're sick in the ass?
I'm getting there.
Did I do it?
No.
Just the world?
Just the way that the government works.
You and I both, then. It makes you want to kiss a sick dog in the air.
That's
anyway,
exactly right.
We'll be right back, folks.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV. As we cruise on through the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees a lot of traffic on I-85 southbound. We have a delay at the interchange, so it's going to slow you down when you get around the Jackson Hospital area, so watch out there. I-65 is rolling smooth, so there's no problems if you're headed up to Prattville. The Boulevard has its regular slowdowns at the Troy Highway, Vaughn Road, and I-85. We also see a lot of traffic on the Atlanta Highway. It's real busy between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road. Then when you head up Taylor Road, you got to slow down there, too. If you're on I-85 northbound, there's a real slowdown between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. Nothing to really worry about, but you need to watch out as the traffic funnels down to two lanes there. Let's be careful and get home safely. Keeping your pet safe and at home is what Invisible Fence is all about, and training is everything. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence. She's the best. 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
For years, people have gotten acquainted with the best lunches and dinners, the most original recipes on the planet, at Baumhauer's. Did you know that they also serve breakfast? Downtown at 201 Union. Get a head start on your day. Get downtown a little bit early. Park for free in the RSA building at 201 Union. And go to the restaurant on the first floor and experience a Baumhauer's breakfast. Big stack of pancakes, Kaneka meats, Jimmy Dean sausage, biscuits, whatever you like for breakfast, they've got it. And you know how Baumhauer's is with portions. You'll walk out of there feeling very full. Juice, coffee, 38 screens to pick from to watch whatever you choose, news, sports. It's all there. Baumhauer's downtown. Try it for breakfast. Open at 7 o'clock Monday through Friday and for lunch till 2. And, of course, the Boulevard Baumhauer's for lunch and dinner. Go to Baumhauer's.com for more menu and hours information.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep on.
From our super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan, it's David Ernest.
Hello, this is David Ernest inviting you to Folcarelli's Pizza every Thursday night starting at 6:30 p.m. You will be able to sit down with me and Rusty and talk about anything you want to talk about. All you've got to say is the magic words, let's eat.
I think it's great that if they come out to Folcarelli's Pizza on Thursday nights at 6:30, they get 40% off. Don't forget the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings at 7 here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole, call Cole. all. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Melissa Eskew. Emergency crews are continuing search and rescue efforts in Lee County, where a confirmed EF4 tornado hit Sunday afternoon. 23 people died. Governor Kay Ivey was in Lee County for a news conference this afternoon, saying that President Trump called her cell phone this morning, pledging to give Alabama what he called A-plus treatment. A Troy doctor has been arrested on several sex abuse charges. Authorities say 72-year-old Gene Senecal was arrested at his home in Abbeville. He's been charged with rape, sodomy, and incest. Senecal is being held in the Pike County Jail. Millbrook police are investigating after a fatal hit and run. They say they found the victim's body on the shoulder of the road in the 1400 block of Highway 14. Authorities say the 34-year-old victim was hit by a car. Police say the driver left the scene. Those are your news headlines. I'm Melissa Eskew. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We could be looking at three nights of freezing temperatures this week, so get ready to take care of your tender vegetation. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature down to about 32. The winds will make it seem a little colder. Tomorrow will be a sunny, breezy, cold, kind of a raw winter's day with a high temperature up to about 51. I think we'll fall into the 20s late tomorrow night. Overnight, low temperature 27 by first thing on Wednesday morning. Wednesday's high near 50, and then another freeze expected on Wednesday night. We'll warm up towards the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. I endorse gas station jerky. Just thinking about that greasy jug of meat sticks resting between the take-a-penny dish and Bic lighter display makes my mouth water. My favorite flavor is brown. My second favorite flavor is brown with little pieces of mold. And here's a fun game. After choosing your gas station jerky, cover the wrapper and try to guess the expiration date. Here's a hint. You can't go wrong with 1998. And don't forget, if you can't finish your jerky, stick it in your pocket to use as a shiv in your next bar fight. It's like a knife, only tasty. I'm Morgan Freeman, and I endorse gas station jerky.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and, like, I totally have a Green New Deal for the all-inclusive states of the Americas. First, we're going to rebuild every single building to run on solar power, and we can totally do it in 10 years. I watch Property Brothers, and they redo an entire house in, like, 1 hour. So, duh. Also, all the evil cars will stop burning horrible gasoline and start running on kombucha tea. And instead of CO2, they'll emit unicorn farts. Then those unicorn farts will fuel wind farms that will totally power all of our anti-Trump Twitter feeds. And those awful airplanes invented by the Wright brothers will be banned forever. Instead, we'll build floating train tracks across the ocean, and the choo-choos will run on the tears of the dismantled patriarchy. Plus, we're going to plant lots and lots and lots of special trees. trees, and chocolate is going to grow on the trees. And also money, too, so we can pay for it all. It's totally going to work, and we can totally do it. This is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and if there's one thing the left and the right can agree on, it's that I'm kind of hot. Thank you.
Now, when did Sprite and Sierra Mist become the same drink? When I'm at the restaurant and ask the waitress, "You got Sprite?" She goes, "We have Sierra Mist." Well, good for you, but I ask if you got Sprite. If you don't, just say no, so I can order ice water and move on to my damn appetizer. Well, that's like asking the dude at Nike Town, "You got cross trainers in an 11? And he goes, "We got soccer sandals in a 6. Awesome, dumbass. That don't help me whatsoever. Is there any chance you're single? Because I know a waitress you should meet.
Joey. Well, welcome back to the closing minutes of Happy Hour. Alongside me, he's been here since 4, is 84. Some of them out there might know you as Southern Wood, though. Some of the listeners.
Southern Wood abides, my friend.
He does. Southern Wood does abide.
Do you not remember?
Well, this is why you're the first member of the Joey Clark Radio Hour Hall of Fame, which coming up is the Joey Clark Radio Hour. From 6 to 7, live tonight.
Hey, don't tell any of the other guys up here it's the best hour on radio.
I think so.
By far.
But I'm trying to be humble, you know. And folks, if you can't usually catch it from 6 to 7...
Podcast.
Wherever podcasts are available. We're on SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play,
you know what
Stitcher.
I did? You know what I did this weekend?
What?
I missed Thursday show
with Dave Mallory talking about the Rolling Stones.
You know what I did this weekend?
You listened to it.
Went back and caught it. I caught like the last 10 minutes and I was like, that sounded like that was probably a good show.
It was a fun show.
And it was a great show.
Yeah. I got to have him back. We only just scratched the surface of the mythology of the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Because more than the music, they really are like a mythological rock band. And the fact that they're still alive, that Crossfire Hurricane, good Lord. It's unreal.
Yeah.
They represent something bigger and better. But yeah, coming up at 6, I think we might go into... Troy is here, and we might go into the... Have you seen the comments Brie Larson has made about Captain Marvel coming out? Yeah, he kind of rolled his eyes and shook his head, yes. I've seen them, too. I still want to go see the movie. But it's more a larger trend, especially with the comic books world, like... You'll see it occasionally. It's some, like, social justice nonsense.
What's wrong with Captain Marvel? I've not heard this.
Nothing. But it's almost like...
I mean, according to this person.
I guess the idea is it's almost like a preemptive strike that if people review Captain Marvel negatively, especially, like, some, you know, basement-dwelling white males, then the movie wasn't for you. This movie's about intersexual feminism.
This
movie's about showcasing women in all the many different ways they can contribute to society.
I
guess men can't appreciate that, number one.
I'm just waiting on April the 26th.
So we might get into that. Because I'm looking forward to the movie. I'm going to go see the movie. I'm looking forward to Avengers Endgame. But it's more like, why are we even bringing this up? Why am I bringing this up right now? Oh, look at this. We got to play more ads. It's almost like we got to pay for Happy Hour.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. As we work our way towards the end of the 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees a lot of traffic on I-65 northbound. There is a jam up right at the Northern Boulevard. Once you make it through there, there's no problems, no accident, just a lot of traffic. We also see the same kind of delay at I-85 and the Boulevard. It's mostly traffic on the Boulevard. We do see a slowdown on 85 starting at Taylor Road and running up to the Chantilly Parkway exit, so be careful there. And we have an accident this afternoon on Fairview Avenue. It's at Gaston Avenue and Fairview Avenue right there by the interstate, so watch out there. Making a check around the Boulevard, Baptist Hospital to Troy Highway is thick. We also see a lot of traffic at Vaughan Road. Also, when you get up to the I-85 interchange, it's real busy there. Over on the Atlanta Highway, most of the traffic is between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road, so watch out there. Up Taylor Road, you'll take a lot of traffic with you as you head towards the interstate and even on past towards Vaughan Road. At Reinhard Toyota, you can browse on their huge lot, stay comfortable in their giant showroom, or go online at ReinhardToyota.com. Reinhard Toyota, I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has a new deal to help the environment.
Take a train to Hawaii, because I'm grounding all the airplanes.
It's the AOC Green Deal Collection. All of her progressive ideas in one album. Who knew protecting the planet from harmful emissions could be so much fun?
I'm eliminating CO2 with an ocean train.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is going to save the planet with her rational, well-thought-out plans.
Yes, I'm leaving on a midnight train to Europe.
So we can only hope. It's the AOC Green Deal Collection.
Woo-woo!
Not available on Amazon.
They don't sign the art they create at Montgomery Paint and Body, but I'll tell you what. When you go back to MPB after they've had your car following an accident and that rollout moment comes, wow. You may not even recognize your car. I know people that's happened to. Everybody on the morning show has been to MPB and walked away with that jaw-dropping, I can't believe how great my car looks, experience. That's what they do. The Turner family for 30 years, they take each and every situation very, very personally. You pay those premiums, you should decide who gets to fix your vehicle. I can tell you, without hesitation, the best place to do that is Montgomery Paint and Body. No shortcuts, no games. They will not participate in any of that because they want each and every outcome to be one that people will brag on. And that's a pretty simple thing, okay? So remember, the next time you need, whether it's a simple fender repair or something a little more complicated, take your car to MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body, on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. Montgomery Paint and Body, the gold standard in automobile body repair in the River Region.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Closing moments of happy hour here. This has been Joey filling in for Greg. Greg will be back tomorrow afternoon, I believe.
And this has been 84 filling in for Joey.
Yes, yes. You going to stick around, Southernwood?
I might.
All right.
I'm seriously considering it.
Okay. You're welcome to. We'll have a good discussion. little chat, some bon mots back and forth, you know?
Sounds fine to me. I love bonbons.
Not bonbons, bon mots.
Oh, I don't know what that is, but...
Just good conversation.
I'll try
back
anything
and forth.
Once.
Yeah, I think you could be good at it. I mean, I think we handled the show pretty well. One article I didn't get to is The Rise of the Warrior Monk.
The Rise of the Warrior Bunk.
Monk.
Monk.
Yeah.
Like, shaved head.
Right. Like, a lot of men are now, and of all sorts of different ages, deciding to essentially live their life in a very disciplined way, but also fairly aloof from society. And they study. They often find something that they hold in common with somebody, whether they go to a jiu-jitsu class or weightlifting or whatever, and they kind of just have removed themselves for the time being from the gene pool. It's like, I like girls, but man, what's this? It's a lot of trouble. I'm going to end up divorced in 5 years, so I'll just work on me. I'll get better physically. I'll get better mentally. I'll prepare myself for the coming world. I don't know. I'm not a monk by any means.
That's the most damn ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, I'm glad I brought it up then.
They're probably as attractive as people that go to nudist beaches, too.
Wisdom.
They chose to 84. Be by themselves.
Joey Clark Radio Hour coming up next.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As we work our way towards the end of the 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees a lot of traffic on I-65 northbound. There is a jam up right at the Northern Boulevard. Once you make it through there, there's no problems, no accident, just a lot of traffic. We also see the same kind of delay at I-85 and the Boulevard. It's mostly traffic on the Boulevard. We do see a slowdown on 85 starting at Taylor Road and running up to the Chantilly Parkway exit, so be careful there. And we have an accident this afternoon on Fairview Avenue. It's at Gaston Avenue and Fairview Avenue right there by the interstate, so watch out there. Making a check around the Boulevard, Baptist Hospital to Troy Highway is thick. We also see a lot of traffic at Vaughan Road. Also, when you get up to the I-85 interchange, it's real busy there. Over on the Atlanta Highway, most of the traffic is between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road, so watch out there up Taylor Road. You'll take a lot of traffic with you as you head towards the interstate and even on past towards Vaughan Road. At Reinhard Toyota, you can browse on their huge lot, stay comfortable in their giant showroom, or go online at ReinhardToyota.com. Reinhard Toyota, I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Shop the largest assortment of Bosch power tools, including the new Core 18-volt battery platform and 12-volt powered laser level. Plus, stop in now during Bosch Tool Days and save up to 30% off select Bosch power tools and accessories, including a Bosch